Life Audio.
Before we jump into today's episode, I just wanted to express my thanks to everyone who uses our Buy Me a Coffee link to support our shows and our online ministry content. As I record this, there are nearly 100 of you who have done so, and I'd love to meet you personally, and here's how I hope to do that. This Sunday evening, March 10th at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be hosting an informal online meetup, Q&A, and prayer time for our supporters. Everyone who supports our show through the Buy Me a Coffee link in this episode's description is invited. All supporters will be receiving an email with the Zoom link later this week, and I can't wait to meet you. Now, let's take a quick pause for a few words from our network, then we'll jump right into today's episode.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, which says, "But in your heart, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect." There is a big difference in the quality of life between those who are living with hope and those who are living without it. When the Bible uses the term hope, it's describing something that's certain. It's speaking of a promise that's anchored in the Lord's very nature. To live with hope is to live with complete confidence that everything Christ has promised will come to pass. Living with hope has a huge impact on our daily demeanor. It fosters an optimistic perspective. It contributes to our ability to keep trials and setbacks in proper perspective. It helps us avoid getting stuck in a moment or mistakenly believing that things won't improve. Our futures are secure in Jesus, and He has given us everything good to look forward to. If this is the kind of perspective that dominates your life, you're likely to draw some attention. At some point, someone who knows you well is going to ask you, "What's your secret? How can you be joyful in a moment like this?" When that day comes, gently and respectfully share that the secret to real hope and the source of your lasting joy is found in Jesus. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege that it is to be able to look at it together today. And Lord, we're grateful that you have placed the desire in our hearts to honor you as Lord. And we know, Lord, that as we do so, as we go through life with you on the throne of our hearts, there are going to be people who notice the impact you're having on our lives. And your word tells us to be prepared for when they ask us questions, to be prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks us the reason for our hope. So, Lord, we pray that we would be ready to speak of you in those moments, that we would testify to the new life that we have through your Son, Jesus Christ. And that as we interact with people who maybe are curious about our faith or maybe are skeptical about our faith, or maybe even those who are just defiant and critical of our faith, we pray that when we speak of what you have done in our lives and who you are, that we would do so with gentleness and respect. As we look at the passage we looked at today from 1 Peter 3, it's clear that you're not encouraging us to be argumentative. You're not encouraging us to rip people apart or just slam them because they don't agree with our perspective. You're encouraging us to be gentle and to be respectful, even if people disagree with what we're sharing. But we know, Lord, that you can transform even the hardest heart. You can change the most entrenched mind. And you have the power to draw people unto yourself who as of yet do not trust you, but Lord, we're optimistic that the day is going to come when they will. So thank you for the hope that you've placed within us. And as we model it and as we share about it verbally, we pray that we would bring honor and glory to your name. Thank you for these reminders from your word today. And we commit this day to your care and pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey there, it's Nicole Yunus, host of the How to Study the Bible podcast, where every single week we join together to encounter God through His Word. You can subscribe at lifeaudio.com.